ranches in Hawaii these days normally have to work some other means of revenue in order to stay in business. But there was a time when these animal-based industries were doing quite well in Hawaii. History was made in August 1908 at the Cheyenne Rodeo when Ikua Purdy won the World Steer Roping Championship in Wyoming. He did it by roping, throwing, and tying the steer in 56 seconds. The song Waiomina tells all about it.
Haniolo were Hawaiians that were able to continue to connect with the aina in a changing world.
Moses Goods wrote and stars in a new Honolulu Theater for Youth production titled Paniolo, Stories and Songs from the Hawaiian Cowboy.
To be a paniolo, your life was out there on the aina, connecting with the aina, knowing every bit of the aina in the way that our ancestors did. So it was a way to continue to have that connection, just like our ancestors did. On the ranch, the main language spoken was Hawaiian.
The Cheyenne Daily Leader's front page reported, quote, "Ropers from Hawaii caused sensation. Two brown kanakas from Hawaii provided the big sensation at Frontier Park yesterday. Their performance took the breath away from the American cowboys," end quote. Spectators were wowed by their vaquero-inspired chaps and the lei adorning their cowboy hats.
Tough as these paniolo were, you know, they were rugged Hawaiians that lived out there in the wild, spent time under the stars. As tough as they were, they always took the time to connect with the beauty around them. Paniolo always wore lei. The men on these horses could go to these remote areas up in the mountains and pick flowers and vines and plants that you couldn't normally get to. So they would go to those places and get these beautiful flowers and leis and make lei and wear them. They always took the time to connect with the beauty around them, even though they themselves were these tough, rugged men.
Hawaii's ranches today need to diversify to stay afloat. Goodge says many develop tourist attractions, providing very different sorts of jobs. Being a paniolo was never easy, but it had immense satisfactions, many of which were captured in song. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
Kapuana.